Hi, John Goyack, Master Success Coach at Reframe Your Game. First off, I'd like to wish everyone a very happy and blessed and thoughtful Memorial Day. And I'd ask that you take a moment and say a prayer and remember those who have given their all so that we could have everything that we enjoy today, our freedom, our ability to go out and do our jobs, have a wonderful family life, and really get all the things that we want, have the opportunity to go and perform and be rewarded for that performance. They can't. They gave it for us. So please remember them as we go to our barbecues and the like, and just be grateful. God bless them and thank them. That's this. It's rerun your game film. And what do I mean by that? Too often we're so busy crashing through time, rushing from here to there, pillar to post, whatever, that we forget to kind of replay in our heads how something just went so we can learn from it. Think about it. Teams, every team, sports, reruns their game films, game day, after the game, Monday morning, whatever. They're in there watching the film to see what they're going to fix, obviously, but also see what worked well. And too often we come out of meetings or we just go through, come out of a meeting and say, gosh, I could have done this. I could have done this. Like when you're having an argument with somebody and after you leave, you say, God, I could have said this and just crushed them. Kick yourself in the butt all day. That's not a very fulfilling way to live. So what I'd encourage you to do is use each interchange, whether it's sales call, meeting, telecon, whatever, is an opportunity to learn. Learn from what you do. Learn from what you do well and focus on the things you would improve. And so what I'd encourage you to do is take a look at your game film, rerun your last meetings. Let me ask you a question. If you rerun the film for your last 10 meetings, now let's do it this way. What if you rerun your film after every meeting over a series of 10 meetings and you improved each time 1%? Where would you be at the end of the 10th meeting? You'd be wildly, vastly different, I would suggest, than you were when you originally went in because you're building muscle. You're learning from each interchange and each engagement. So I'd really encourage you to rerun your game film in a couple of ways. One is take a look at the prep work you did. Was I prepared? Was I ready for this meeting? Did I really understand my customer's needs, wants, desires? What he was really chasing? What his experience in the past has been? What he really wants to accomplish by whatever it is I want to do with him? Did I really create the pull that I wanted? Did I make myself attractive? Or did I just go in and go through my motions, go through my capabilities briefing, whatever, show them the catalog, whatever it is, and kind of go through a pre-scripted script? Or did I show a passionate, really wanting to understand his challenges and contributing some ideas and thoughts to how he might improve and how we might engage together to create a more compelling future? Because after all, isn't that what he wants? Isn't that what you want? I mean, why, you know, it's an hour or 20 minutes or 15 minutes. Take your pick, right, of time. Time is valuable. Time is more valuable than money. So if you're going to spend your time, spend it wisely. So think about it. Think about how you prepped, how well you were prepared, what you would have done differently. Think about the meeting. Rerun the meeting in your head over and over again to say, gosh, what happened here? God, he reacted funny this one when I said this. God, I knew I had him here, or I knew he checked out there. And understand, really choose to understand, dig to understand what worked and what didn't. Because you want to focus on what works, and you want to avoid doing what doesn't work, right? Simple. But it's hard because we don't take the time. And it doesn't take a lot of time. In between meetings, take 5 minutes and just do it. And again, it means you need to live focused, needs to be in the moment, you need to be present. And I guarantee you, once you start doing this, you will improve vastly over time. So I challenge you to do that for like 30 days. And what you want to do is just don't focus on the negatives. We tend to do that. We tend to kick ourselves in the ass and chew ourselves out because that's just the kind of the way we're wired. I remember when I was teaching at Tulane University, I was, you know, occasionally I give my students a chance to grade their own papers, and they were much harder on themselves than I would have been. The reason, that's just kind of the way we're wired. So please, I'm really focusing on something called building success stacks. So look at what the successes are, look what worked, and celebrate. Pat yourself on the back. That's okay. Don't get crazy, but just remember that, you know, you're out there, you're doing the deed, man. You're killing it. And don't just focus on the negative because, my God, what a death spiral you put yourself into. But build those success stacks. Build what works. That creates a muscle memory, if you will, that you can latch into. You can lock into for more power before every meeting to get more motivated, get more focused and more present. And then if you're working on fixing things, figure on the one thing you'd do differently. You can't do six different things at once, right? That's like somebody trying to fix your golf swing. Right, do this, don't move your head, hold it this way, and you shank the ball or miss it altogether. So focus on what works, then pick one thing you'd really like to improve, and then do it. And focus on it until it becomes part of your muscle memory. It becomes part of the way you do business, because it becomes part of who shows up. And if you're going with a team member to a meeting, ask them, tell them in advance, hey, I want you to watch these guys. You know, I want you to pay attention because you want to come out and be able to bang back and forth, because you could walk out and say, you know, spike the end ball, you know, the ball in the end zone, right? And they could tell you, wow, this guy checked out at hello. And sometimes we're so amped up and we're so ready to play, we don't pay attention a lot of times. And so also ask, you know, did I interrupt too much? Did I do this? Did I do that? How was the flow of the meeting? When did we have him? That it's nice to get that sort of external feedback. I know it's not always possible, but it is really a great ad. So again, as all teams do, rewatch the game films. Watch them again and again. Replay them over in your head. And you'll really start to improve. You'll really start to pay attention to what counts, what pays off, what works. And you'll be able to put another arrow in your quiver each time out. So this one's going to be a short one, guys, because it's a holiday weekend, and I know I don't want to take up too much of your time, but I do want to give a couple of notices out there. I do a daily video and a daily post, and they're out there dealing with various topics associated with Reframe Your Game, and they're out there on reframeyourgame.com and on my Facebook page, Reframe Your Game, and they're there for you to use, access anytime you want, and pick up. It's an opportunity to learn and pick up some pointers, if you will, or different strategies to how to attack the market. Also, we had a conference call on Thursday night, and there's a replay of that on both of those sites as well, reframeyourgame.com and the Facebook page as well, Reframe Your Game. And then if you've got any topics you'd like to see me delve into a little more, I'm happy to take those on. In addition to that, if you're interested in talking about or exploring some expert coaching, team coaching, whatever. I've done that for years and very successfully. So please, you can reach me at john@reframeyourgame.com, and I'd be happy to respond to you and engage in a discussion to see where we might take it. With that, it's John Goyack, Master Success Coach at reframeyourgame.com. You have a blessed Memorial Day, and please say a prayer of gratitude and thanks for those who've fallen and given their all so we could have our all. God bless you.